Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we can't get that music out of our head during the week, folks. Another week, another show. Hello again. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 2nd already, 2024. We might think spring, but the folks out there in the Lake Tahoe area, wow, 12 feet of snow coming.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sierra Nevada.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Well, and from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, it is that time again, right? It is time for us to get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. So, Mary, good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone listening across the United States this morning.
Especially the folks out there in Lake Tahoe.
Watch out. Oh, my goodness.
So, Rudy, listen, you know, the National Cherry Blossom Festival will run March 20th through April 14th this year. Since you're connecting, you know, today from the D.C. area with us, have you been down to the Tidal Basin to check out if Mother Nature is going to cooperate?
I have. I didn't walk around, so I didn't look really closely at the buds, but there are. I drove around. I was being driven around in an Uber car, but there you can see budding, so it may make it. It's always a crapshoot for the tourism bureau and for tourists who are coming here. You know, they either come too early or too late, but they're generally about right on time. So I'd use those dates if you're planning a visit to Washington. And it's so beautiful. It's not just around the Tidal Basin. It's, as you know, you used to live here. You're in certain neighborhoods, and they're all over the place, cherry trees here.
Well, and for you, because for all the years you were there with the Washington Post and everything, it's like coming home for you. So, I mean, you got to enjoy being there this week.
It is.
Yeah. So.
Oh, it is. I did have a business meeting, but mostly I stayed 4 days to see tons of friends. So from the
old
days. Because
exactly,
I lived here 40 years or something. Yeah.
Well, Bobby, what's the good word from the Network Command Center in Dallas this weekend?
It's finally warming back up a little bit after it had been freezing. So we feel pretty good. Spring is upon us and just destroying my allergies. So
I'm right there with you.
Such bizarre weather you have in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, the panhandle area, my goodness.
I've said with all the fire.
Totally unpredictable.
Yeah. Yeah, Mother Nature is crazy.
I heard Governor Abbott said like 500 structures have already been destroyed in Texas with those panhandle fires. So,
yep, that's the second largest fire in the history of the state.
Right. Mm. All right. Isn't
Bigger in Texas.
Today's
Everything's
Texas,
bigger in Texas.
It is.
This is not something
this is,
you want bigger.
Today's Texas right. Independence Day. Isn't March 2nd Texas Independence Day, Bobby? Not like I'm putting you on the spot,
well,
but
we
I'm pretty sure it is.
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Sure, if you say so.
We have somebody from Texas coming up later in the next hour, so yes. We'll have to ask them. All right, so I'm going to start us off by talking travel polls as we move along here. Thank you to all of you who voted in our polls on the show website this week at rmworldtravel.com. The results from the first question, do you regularly pay attention to the pre-flight safety demonstration on planes? A whopping 64% of you said no, you don't pay attention to the pre-flight safety demonstration on planes. 36% of you do.
And it's that, think of it. How rude and disrespectful to the flight attendants.
I think people get comfortable and they don't mandate it. They just, Rudy, what do you think? I'm not that surprised, unfortunately.
Well, if you fly all the time, you know, it never changes. It's the same for all planes. But the rude, disrespectful thing, I think, is a valid point. And if I am sitting close enough to the flight attendant who's demonstrating, you know, the water vest and how to blow it up and all that, I will stop reading whatever I'm reading and look up and look in the eyes like I've never heard this before.
Same.
Because I feel sorry for them.
Same.
Now, if I'm way back and nobody can see me, you know, I probably will tune out.
Mm. Well, all right. So now think about what Mary just said for poll one. And Mary, go ahead now with poll two and think about this one, Rudy.
Yeah. So this was...
Except let me add one thing. I do look for exit aisles. So when I sit down, where the nearest exit aisle is.
We do
so
too.
So if I have to crawl around, I know which direction to go.
Frequently, we actually pick. Robert and I will pick an exit aisle. Right. But anyway, all right. So do you regularly pay attention to muster drill safety demonstrations on cruise ships? 71% of you say you do. 29% of you say you don't. And I don't know how you get away with it because the cruise ships do track that.
Well, correct. Now,
and you have to pay attention. You either have to go in person or you can't turn your TV on and log into your TV for all the information unless you do the drill.
Those results are almost polar opposite. But the reason on the cruise ship, as you know, anyone who's cruised, the fact is you must do it. You either have to go gather with your group or, as Mary, you just said, the TV aspect of it. You can't get into it.
They will find you if you don't. So I don't know how those 29%.
Okay. So maybe we need to do that on planes.
Maybe they just meant they don't pay attention when they go to the thing. But but I think more people go pay attention because it's more of a novel experience. More people generally who travel generally fly more in a year than they do get on a cruise ship. So cruise ship is like, oh, yeah, what do I do here? How do I swim?
Well, and I would suggest you probably have a better chance in a cruise accident than in a plane. So maybe you should pay attention.
I don't know.
And for the planes, I wonder if people pay more attention when it's on the seat back. Because depending on the aircraft, sometimes the flight demonstration safety is on the seatback entertainment screen.
Well, all right. So before we get now to the travel news roundtable, we were surprised by something yesterday. We've been discussing for a number of weeks on the show the special 10-day seaborne Mediterranean cruise that we're doing, right? I know a number of you have already booked with us. That's the way you can come travel with us this October 30th through November 9th. It's going to take us from Rome to Barcelona. We're going to visit a number of great areas in Italy, France, Monaco, and Spain. We shared last week that the excellent offer was ending on February 29th. That was true. But yesterday, March 1st, Seabourn pleasantly surprised us. They reached out to us. And by the way, it's just indicative of the quality that they consistently deliver, so I can't say I'm totally surprised. But what I mean by that is because just a few cabins are left for booking, they've agreed to extend the outstanding offer now through March 12th. So the new date, March 12th, to get the booking. So for any of you who are still on the fence, maybe you're frustrated you missed the deadline or whatever, well, now you've got this extra chance on what some of our show fans are already calling their You Only Live Once or the YOLO Adventure.
The YOLO Adventure, yes.
New acronym.
So again, it's all-inclusive, and the Ovation is a beautiful ship. All cabins are oceanfront and luxuriously appointed. You're going to enjoy complimentary premium spirits, fine wines, all kinds of excellent food, spa, wellness programs, wonderful itineraries, all kinds of, signature, all kinds of music, entertainment. And you've got a pool, sauna, hot tubs, a casino, a library if you want a quiet spot
to
get away.
We love the Ovation Bar.
Observation bar on the Ovation, yes. Ovation bar on the, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
In the observation area. The observation bar featuring, 100 years of great cocktails.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. I know, exactly. So it's great. Anyway, make your reservation now if you haven't done it by March 12th. You're going to get 25% off your trip. There's the $1,000 shipboard credit, 15% reduced deposit. We'll send you two pieces of Travel Pro luggage. It'll be all part of the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise that we're doing. You'll find a direct link, rmworldtravel.com. You can't miss it. It says, join us, book here, 2024 Seabourn Mediterranean Cruise. Looking forward to having you aboard. We're going to have so much fun. And Rudy, we have a little over a minute. So what kind of news do you want to share for the roundtable?
Well, if you've ever been to London, one of the most iconic buildings and the tallest structure until 1980 in London was the BT, or the British Telecom Tower. It, you know, provided microwave service throughout the country, et cetera. Well, British Telecom has just sold it to a hotel group, a U.S. hotel company called MCR Hotels, which I'm not familiar with. But they're going to turn it into a hotel. So if you want a room with a view, just look up Google Pictures and just type in BT Tower, British Telecom Tower, to see what it looks like. And you'll see the view you'll see. It must be a heck of an elevator ride up to there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know what, Rudy? Listen, maybe we have to look into that because the Let's Go America Tour London is coming the 8th through the 13th of April. We'll be over there doing the show live, so maybe we'll have to check that out when we're over there. We'll put that on the list.
Okay.
Our producers right now, they're listening. We'll see about that. Up next, Scott Keys of Going. Well, he's going to join the conversation. He always brings it. I'm sure he will again today. Keep those radios locked in, folks. The fastest 2 hours in travel returns in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Debt. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions at this internet address, zapmydebt.com, and talk to them for free. Again, that's zapmydebt.com, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Best thing to bring with you wherever you go, Raycon Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. Raycons offer amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands, and with noise isolation, 3 customizable sound profiles, and a 32-hour battery life, well, they're perfect for listening to anything, anytime. That certainly explains the tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you owe back taxes, fair warning, the IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Nice to have all of you tuned in with us today. Great having you aboard the big broadcast. As we get back to it, everyone, Scott Keyes is about to jump aboard to talk all things travel. That's sponsored by AMA Waterways.
And AMA is an award-winning cruise line. They've been partnered with us for many years now, and we know AMA Waterways puts the love in everything they do firsthand from our various travels with them over the years, and you can really expect to be treated to terrific experiences throughout Europe, Asia, Africa, and South America, all highlighted by outstanding service and amenities.
Folks, you get to explore each new destination you visit via a variety of included excursions at all different levels. Maybe your thing is to spend time at the sun deck, at the pool, or enjoy a leisurely bike tour through a city or picturesque countryside. Whatever it is, go check out AmaWaterways.com for all their various itineraries and specials. You'll find a link as well at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, we're heading straight to that show hotline to connect with Scott Keyes. If you've been a longtime listener, you're going to likely recall he's the Scott from the old travel website, scottscheapflights.com. At the start of 2023, they rebranded to going.com. And if you're flying anywhere, you probably won't find a better price on a flight than what they're going to find for you. We have a lot we want to get into, so let's say hello to Scott.
Hello, Scott. Nice to reconnect with you on this first Saturday of March.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, the last time we connected with you on air, it was actually 1 year ago to the day. I know the very first time you were on with us back in 2018, it was also March. So there's something in the air about March between us, I guess.
Month.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, my older son, Nicholas, would say serendipity. Listen, you know, I've been saying for a while now, I want to get right into this because, you know, American Airlines, to me, they seem like the idea of caring about loyalty is not a number one thing for that airline anymore. We've shared various examples with changes they've made to their Advantage program, loyalty status levels, and more. Off air, I've spoken with some of their top executives about this. I love hearing the corporate spin that if travelers simply get their premium credit cards, it's going to leapfrog them, you know, these days into ways that were never possible before. This all really means that flying the actual planes means less to American than shopping, let's say, at Home Depot or seeing a movie or dining out locally and charging it to an American Airlines credit card. A week ago or so, they raised bag fees. Other airlines have followed. They've also targeted travel agents, and they're not allowing flyers to earn loyalty points if they book directly, unless it's with these preferred agencies now. So I know you must have some thoughts on this, Scott.
Absolutely. Look, the thing that I think really clarifies why American is making all these changes is when you look at their publicly available financial data, you see that in many quarters, they actually lose money flying planes. It costs them more money to operate a flight than they receive in money from airfare or bags or anything else from the actual passengers. And the reason why American is able to turn a profit in those quarters is from those credit cards, those frequent flyer miles, those loyalty program. They lose money on flights, but they have operating margins profit of nearly 50% on every mile that they sell. Now, if you're an executive and you're seeing that, what you're thinking is, well, we need to sell more miles. We need to get more people into the credit cards. We need to get these valuable perks, get this high value margins from customers. And so it's all about trying to get more people into the loyalty program, more people signed up for credit cards, because that's where the airlines are increasingly making their money, not on the actual airfare itself.
Yeah, so
American
really,
Airlines, spend with us. That's it.
A different business model.
Exactly,
it's a totally
exactly.
different business
not
model.
Spend with us.
You're right. All right, so Scott, as we reemerge from the pandemic back in 2021, domestic travel was hot and where most people were going. Then we had what we were calling, everyone in the industry was calling it revenge travel, where Europe and other areas of the world were where travelers were really heading and bookings were high. Certainly war and economic conditions are weighing on some regions of the world, but from the data you have at going.com, Scott, and the bookings you're seeing, where are people going? No pun. Actually, yeah. Where are people going? Pun intended. There you go, Scott. And do you expect a greater emphasis on domestic travel this year?
You know, domestic travel is one where you see it basically flat compared to pre-pandemic, but there are a few places where you see much, much more popular than it was in 2019. The first one is Mexico. Mexico, about 35-40% more popular than it was the same time 5 years ago at this point, that folks are really flocking to Cancun, Cabo. They just opened up a new airport in Tulum that's inducing a lot of additional demand. So Mexico has been a big winner for American travelers. But not just Mexico, elsewhere around the Caribbean, Colombia, the number of passengers actually up 29% compared to 2019. But the number one place that's seen a surge in travel is the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. Again, up over 30%. And mm-hmm. what this is telling me, you know, Mexico, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Americans are looking to get overseas, but not go too far, still be able to stay somewhere warm, beachy, close by, where you see flights that are often under, you know, $350, sometimes even under $300 round trip to these sorts of destinations where folks can go unwind, relax, and many times, in many cases, stay at resorts. So those are the places that we really see a big difference from our membership going, where it was most popular, kind of the biggest difference compared to where we
I find that interesting.
In pre-pandemic.
Yeah. You know, if you look at the calendar, you know, here we are at the beginning of March. Spring break is starting, you know, for some regions of the country. It's going to follow for others after Easter in April. Then we're going to move right into the summer travel and vacation season. So we've already seen equipment issues this year with United and Alaska because of the Boeing 737-9 MAX door plug problem. The FAA is scrutinizing heavily now all operations of Boeing and their new plane deliveries, and they brought a lot of that on themselves, obviously. But separately, we have the Pratt & Whitney engine issue that's forcing the grounding of Airbus A320 and 321neo jets. You know, for example, I think Spirit, they're going to be grounding about 40% of their planes this summer in order to take care of the maintenance issues for those engines. How challenging do you think it's going to be to find a good selection of flight options in the month ahead? And this all impacts fares, so what should travelers expect on that front?
That's right. Look, the biggest single predictor of how many cheap flights you see on a route is just how much competition there is between airlines. It's not how far you fly or how close it is or anything like that. It's just how many airlines are there operating that route and how many flights are they operating each day. And so if they're with these engine issues, with the lower production at Boeing, that's resulting in fewer flights than there is demand for and higher fares than we would otherwise see. This is bad news in the sense that you would see cheaper flights if airlines were able to get as many planes in the sky as they want to. But the good news is that we are still very much in a period of cheap flights. You know, look, when you look at the average airfare in the data, you see that airfare hit its peak in the summer of 2022 mm-hmm. and is about 20% cheaper today than it was then. Its airfare today is actually cheaper than it was in February of 2020. And none of that is even adjusting for inflation. If you adjust for the kind of the overall inflation, you'll see that airfare is about 10% cheaper than a year ago, 20% cheaper than 5 years ago, 35% cheaper than 10 years ago. I like to remind folks, we're still in this golden age of cheap flights where you can get flights to Europe $400 bucks round trip without breaking a sweat. That would have been almost unthinkable a decade ago, but yeah, it's commonplace today.
Yeah. Speaking of cheap, before we run out of time, there are a number of upstart and no-frill operators serving U.S. airports. Breeze, JSX, Avalo, Allegiant, Frontier are the ones that come to my mind immediately. So I'm curious how closely you follow these airlines, and is there a low-cost airline that has your attention these days out of those?
We do. So we, for our going members, when we find cheap flights, they're almost always going to be on full-service airlines. That's where we see the most demand and where we want to make sure that, you know, is it a good deal, but also is it a flight that you would recommend for your family or loved ones. But the thing, for a lot of folks, budget airlines are totally acceptable. In many cases, they actually have the most nonstop options. But the thing that I think is most important to know about a budget airline is something called interline agreements. They don't have the types of partnerships or agreements with other airlines so that if your flight gets canceled, they'll put you on it in some cases on a different airline, or they'll have many different options to be able to get you home. You know, when a flight of yours on American Airlines gets canceled, you've usually got four or five or six other options.
Well, that's a good point, Scott.
But a flight on Spirit that gets canceled, you might actually be waiting multiple days for your next.
Well, and on top of that, when you do fly, you know, Mary and I, we tend to fly legacy carriers, typically American, which I mentioned earlier, but these budget airlines out there or the no-frills airlines, even if they offer flight options, you may not have daily flights on the routes. They may only fly a few times a week. So we're going to have to leave it there. Folks, the website is going.com, as Mary said. You can't miss it. And as she said, you're probably not going to find a better price on a flight than what Scott and the team are going to find for you at going.com. Always nice connecting with you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to be on.
Take care, Scott. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, there goes Scott Keys, going.com, folks. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break, sharing the world with kids is next. Michael Baker is also ahead this hour to talk business travel with us. Keep those radios locked in, folks. Your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together returns in 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
When you love someone, you protect them in the best ways you can. That's why we recommend home security from simplysafe.com/carry. SimpliSafe is an advanced system that protects every inch of your home or even your small business, and it's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency response, all for less than a dollar a day. Order now to get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system with Fast Protect monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities. You can also convert membership points into Hilton Honor points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for air travel, car rentals, and more. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, because your stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Let me ask you, do you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding? If the economy collapses, will you collapse with it? Maybe you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance is critical for survival, which is where My Patriot Supply comes in and why we want you to go to preparewithcarry.com. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families prepare for an uncertain future. Many of them start with our 4-week emergency food kits that include 16 food and drink varieties sealed inside ultra-durable packaging. These meals contain more than 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage. This means that if a tornado or flood comes, you'll be ready. And they also will make camping or backpacking or hunting easier, too. So don't get stuck with not being ready for that anything can happen at any moment event or situation. Prepare for what's coming at preparewithcarrie.com. As a listener of our show, you'll save $60 off a four-week food kit. Plus, you'll get free shipping. So protect yourself, your family, your coworkers, and don't get stuck saying, I wish I'd listened to Robert, Mary, and Rudy on this one. Go to prepare.carrie.com and save $60 off a four-week food kit. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and there's a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, Oscar Wilde once said there are only two ways to travel, first class and with kids. And if you have kids, well, this Right Stuff segment might help you. I'm joined by the author of a new book published by National Geographic titled National Geographic Bucket List Family Travel. Subtitle is Share the World with Your Kids on 50 Adventures of a Lifetime. The author is Jessica G, and she, like most books produced by National Geo, this one is chock full of gorgeous photos and ideas for destinations built to please both parents and kids. Jessica, welcome to the show. Now, I know you have a website called The Bucket List Family, which is the title of this book. Did this book grow out of that, or did your website result from the book?
The book came from all of our family travels. It's almost a family journal, but my husband's a phenomenal photographer, and somehow National Geographic found us and asked us to write one, and here it is, and I'm so proud of it.
Is this you and your family on the cover?
It is. That's it.
Oh, my
goodness. Do you know where that is? Can you tell?
Let me look. I don't have the cover up on my screen. I mean, I did
see.
Oh,
okay.
Let's tell folks.
Okay. It's a Torre de Pine Park in a national park, and it's just right in Patagonia, and it was just one of the most stunning landscapes we've ever seen.
Well, it's so great. I've got to say, look, you and the kids look like models. That's why I asked if that was you. It was such a happy family on a trip. Okay, so you said your husband is what kind of photographer?
Well, he's kind of a self-taught photographer, and
I'm missing that one word. What kind of photographer? Say that word one time.
Oh, I said self-taught.
What? Self-taught.
Yeah, self-taught. He just taught himself. Yeah, self-taught.
You say it so fast. I thought, what kind of photographer is that? He's a self-taught photographer. And you all have you been keeping a journal for years of your travels?
Yeah, yes. He's an avid journal keeper, always has been. And when we took off on some family travels, he was the one who decided to really document it, put an Instagram up, do some YouTube videos. And, we ended up getting quite a big following from all of our travels and have, audience of millions of people all over the world and been able to share our family travels with them.
Now, you have three children on the cover there. Is that still the number?
Yep, that's still the number, yep.
And why don't you share their ages and sexes with us?
So now we've got Dorothy. She's our oldest. She's 11 currently. Then Manila, our middle son, he is 9. And then our son, Callie, he is 6.
Okay. And did you have any time in your marriage to travel before you had kids? That's a lot of kids, and you look young.
Yeah. We traveled a bit growing up when we were younger and before we had kids. Never all around the world, but we did have a bit of traveling. And then we took off for full-time travel. We sold everything back in 2015. And at the time, we just had two. Our daughter was almost 3, and our son was 11 months. So we took off with very little children.
That is brave. Where did you live when you gave it all up?
At the time, we lived in Utah. We lived in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And where do you live now?
And now we live in Hawaii.
Oh, my goodness. You went from nice place to a nice place. Okay. So yep. So have you been to all these 50 destinations?
Oh, yes. Every single one of them.
In the course of how many years? Three?
No. 3 years was full time. Yeah. Now it's been, 8 years or so. So over the course of 8 years, we've been to almost 100 countries. And so I chose 50 of our favorite family stops and put them in the book.
All right. We're going to keep you an extra segment. We're going to talk about some of your favorite places, but we only have a minute here, and I'm going to ask you if you have the two top tips for traveling with kids, maybe even three, if you can do them quickly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, number one top tip is you choose your attitude. That's our family motto. Kids completely feed off of your attitude. And if you're stressed out or angry or frustrated or tired, you as a parent, you have to buck up and make it a joyful experience. Make it a fun, exciting experience because travel
What else?
Can be hard. Next one, I think, is having your kids help pack. Get them involved in the planning process. It gets them excited. It gets them engaged and learning all about how to prepare.
Having traveled with two kids, I think that's great advice. Can I just add one, which is don't overbook yourself every day?
100%. I love that. 100%. And go with their pace.
Yeah, because kids get tired.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And you can't be frustrated if you're not going to see it all. You're not going to see it all with kids. And that's okay.
And I also find the kids can make their own fun. I remember just stopping once on the coast of California in the middle of nowhere because they were just getting cranky in the car. And they went out and found tide pools on the beach. And they were perfectly happy forever.
Oh, totally. Totally. Okay. We had a stop in Vienna. And, you know, I couldn't tell you a single thing to do in Vienna. But I could tell you about one park, one children's park, Stadt Park. And then we did it every day for 3 days in Vienna.
That's great. All right. I'm going to ask you to stay on for our next segment. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The world of travel never stops. And you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a 4-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your 4-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
This new year, why not make living more comfortable a resolution? And a terrific way to do just that is with so many different products from MyPillow.com/carry. As a show fan, you'll save big, folks, anywhere from 30 to 80% off products to make your life more pleasant. I'm talking my slippers, Giza bed sheets, hotel quality luxury bath towels and washcloths, my pillows, mattress toppers, blankets. There's even sleepwear, loungewear, and socks. Oh, and don't forget the delicious 100% Arabica organic coffee to start your day. MyPillow.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. You know, debt can keep you tossing and turning at night. And you know, you just can't get away from it sometimes. The frustrating part, and any of us with debt knows this, is the system is designed to trap you in debt as the hole just keeps getting deeper. Insanely high interest rates on credit cards, loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt, which is why we want you to know about a new way out of the debt trap. It's called ZapMyDebt.com. This isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They've got new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Think about it. Now you can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs right off your balance so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and you can do it all without bankruptcy or a loan. In short, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything else this weekend, go check out ZapMyDebt.com and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. You'll thank us for it. I promise. ZapMyDebt.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. So we're in the middle of a conversation with Jessica G. She's the author of a book called The Bucket. It's published by National Geographic. It's called National Geographic Bucket List Family Travel, subtitled Share the World with Your Kids on 50 Adventures of a Lifetime. If you just tuned in, she has three kids, all still at home. And we talked a little earlier about some of the basic rules of traveling and how you came to write this book. But if you had to pick three or four great family destinations that really stick out in your mind or stand out in your mind, what would you pick, Jessica?
One of my favorites to recommend, especially for new travelers or someone who maybe hasn't been out of the United States, is Belize. I think it's a great, easy place to get to. They take the dollar, they speak English, and they have jungle, and they have the ocean. A second great place that we love is, I love the highlands of Scotland. I think they're so beautiful. There's so much culture and history and outdoor beauty. It's just stunning.
But you have younger kids. Do they like history and old castles and a lot of landscapes?
You know, something that we do is we try to, a lot of Disney movies and a lot of, like, you know, pop culture and things that they see, like, a castle is just exciting to them. You know, you bring in princesses and magic, and it makes it exciting to them.
These are real castles.
Yeah, the real castle. So, you know, you're not teaching them all the facts and stuff, but they still can find them magical.
Okay. I'm sorry I interrupted you. You were coming up with a third place.
No, all good. Okay. Let's say third place we'll go Indonesia. I think Indonesia is a great place, Bali specifically. We love the culture. There's great opportunities to surf, to scuba dive, to, you know, relax, do yoga, great food, service opportunities. We call that the triple threat, where there's adventure, culture, and service all in one spot.
The triple. You are one fun mom, I got to tell you. All right. We still have like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Tell me more.
Okay. All right. Here's another good one. You know, I'm going to say Cannon Beach, Oregon. I love the Pacific Northwest. We almost moved there. We just think it's such a great spot, but that particular spot is so fun. We take the kids out crabbing in these little boats, and that's a huge highlight. And then just endless hours on the beach and tide pools for kids, and adults. You know, I've been there on girlfriend's trips with my college roommates. So that's one of my favorite spots.
And I've not been, but I gather it's not real crowded.
No, you know, it's not. I mean, especially if you're kind of going in like the fall, I would highly recommend like a September
beautiful
trip. Yeah, it would just be stunning. So lots of good food and just very peaceful.
Pick one more out.
Okay, last one I'm going to choose. You know, my favorite country is New Zealand. I can't make a list without saying New Zealand. Specifically, I love the South Island. Just endless outdoor fun.
And you make them watch all those movies that were set there, right, before you go? Not make them, but include them in it. I mean, make them.
Yeah, totally. You know, taking the kids to Hobbiton or something like that, that's
sure.
So fun.
Well, I'm a big fan of New Zealand, and it's also a country where there's never really a problem, you know?
I completely agree. Yeah, it's just smooth, and the food, and people are good. Yeah, it's a smooth-running country.
And kids love sheep.
They do, and the cows, and, you know, having count cows, you know, that's a whole thing, too.
Well, is this an ongoing project? I mean, do you continually add to your website as you travel?
We do. You know, now we have a home in Hawaii. Our kids are in school, but, you know, any school holiday, fall break, spring break, summer break, we're gone. We're on the road. So
do you always go to new places?
We try to go to new places. There's some places that we love going back to. Tahiti, we go back to time and time again. Maldives, we go back to time and time again. Oh. But we still got things to tick off our bucket list.
Where's your next trip?
Next trip is actually Antarctica.
Oh, with the kids.
Yeah, with the kids. Never been. We are actually pulling them out of school. So this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're going on Lindblad expeditions. It's National Geographic boat. So we're really excited.
Well, I envy you that trip. I've only heard great things about it, and congratulate you and your husband on keeping. I mean, I started real with my kids when they were young, asking them to keep a diary, and I was going to do it, and I never did. But congratulations! And the result of that is this National Geographic book called The National Geographic Bucket List Family Travel. Subtitle is Share the World with Your Kids on 50 Adventures of a Lifetime. The author Jessica G is with me. Pick it up, take your kids somewhere. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I reconnect with all of you now from the New York City area, once again, we are about to talk about some business travel things that have our attention. But today's e-block, well, first, we're sponsored by HomeTitleLock.com.
And we're asking the question, how many of you have actually checked your home's title? Do you even know if it's still in your name? Well, home title lock theft is a real thing. Scammer and identity thieves can easily find your home's title online, and a criminal or a renter, even a family member, can simply forge your signature on a home sale form and refile it, making them the new owner, and then your home is not your home anymore.
Yeah, think about that, folks. Thieves can then take out loans on your home, drain your equity, disappear, leaving you in debt while you're stuck trying to prove you didn't commit fraud against the lenders. Your homeowner's insurance or common identity theft programs, it's not going to protect you against this type of crime. Home Title Lock, it's the premier detection technology. It protects against this type of theft. So find out if a criminal has taken over your home for free. You can use code CARRY to do that at HomeTitleLock.com. You're also going to get 30 days of free protection as a listener of the show, or go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right, we've asked show friend and executive editor of Business Travel News, Michael Baker, to join us today. We have some specific items we want to get to with regards to business travel. Off to that show hotline we go.
Michael, well, listen, can you believe it has been 8 years now that we've been having you here on the show with us? Welcome back.
Wow, time flies.
It does. I saw that before the show today. I was like, wow, 8 years. So we're going to get right into this. You know, Corporate Travel Management, or CTM, they're one of the larger global leaders in business travel management, for some of our listeners if they don't know that. They reported a 25% increase in revenue the first half of their 2024 fiscal year. It doesn't line up with the calendar year. Clearly, that's good news, despite their challenging 2023. You know, they were impacted mainly by Israel's war against Hamas and Ukraine's fighting against Russia and so forth, things like that. But from your sources that are out there that you stay connected with, Michael, globally, where are some of the stronger business travel recovery areas, you know, occurring right now that you're seeing?
Well, if we're talking in terms of recovery, we're seeing a lot of recovery in the Asia-Pacific region, but I'd caution you to look at those numbers carefully, because as you remember, they were kind of slower to reopen. So they're still getting comparisons to very depressed numbers from the COVID years. Whereas when you look at North America, it looks a little bit more flat, but really they'd already recovered to a degree. Generally what we're seeing kind of globally is about 75% of what we were seeing in 2019. And that seems to kind of be the sticking point where we're going to end up. And that might be kind of our new normal looking forward. So I think this year we're going to start seeing less kind of recovery and kind of start seeing kind of more global trends restart again.
Okay. Well, that would be nice to be able to look at trends and stop talking about recovery. So last week, American Hotel and Lodging Association CEO Chip Rogers joined us here on the show. And we talked about various ongoing issues, including staffing issues, and basically covered the hotel sector of travel. But I want to go in a different direction. I do think hotels are quick to adopt new technologies out there. Historically, they always have been, as has the travel industry overall. Do you see AI or new travel tech, new technology playing a larger role in travel sooner rather than later? And I guess what I'm really asking, is there anything that stands out in particular?
I think, yes, we are going to see it affect, but I think it's going to be a very cautious approach. I think you've seen American Express Business Travel this week announce they're kind of having a special group within their company that's going to be focusing on AI. Flight Center did the same back in December. They're going to be looking at kind of solutions of, you know, helping people, you know, with very basic tasks, also kind of basic internal tasks that to make life easier for their agents. But as far as kind of full autonomy of, you know, of AI completely booking a trip for you, there's a lot of different things that have to be in place for that. So I think we're still, you know, several years, five or more years off from having that level of AI. So there's some issues. You don't want to get things wrong. You want to make sure that things are equitable. That you don't want to have kind of bias built into systems, things like that. So They're going to be very cautious implementing this technology, but it's definitely a huge focus for travel companies.
Well, it's the world we're in. There's no question. Yeah. You know, so we'll talk about something else, and you touched on it just a bit there. You know, in recent years, we've grown steadily more disappointed with the Global Business Travel Association, but GBTA did recently share something that we happen to agree with. You know, and what they said was that the travel industry is largely ready to move on from using pre-pandemic trends as benchmarks, with 2019 being, you know, irrelevant at this point in such a changed landscape. So candidly, you know, we're tired of hearing everything compared to 2019 as well. Life does move on, and so should how we look at travel realities today. What do you think?
I completely agree. I mean, when we talk about 2019, it's 5 years ago now. And if you get a look at the last downturn, which would be 2008 was the big one. I mean, we weren't making comparisons to 2008 and 2013. We'd moved on. Of course, this is a bigger impact. It was a global impact. It was impacted the travel industry more than anything we've ever seen, hopefully we'll ever see again in our lifetime. But as I said kind of at the beginning, we've recovered, I think, to the point that we're going to recover. We're not going to be seeing huge recovery against 2019 levels anymore. So I think it's time to start just kind of looking at year over year and how to maybe leave 2019 behind us.
Well, something we are not going to have time to get into today, but it's some of the companies that are laying people off left and right. I know this week Expedia, they cut their workforce by 9%. It's about 1,500 people. GoGo Tours shut down and some others. But Michael, we will get to that in the future with you when we reconnect. Very nice to talk to you today, as always. Thanks for your time, okay?
Always a pleasure. You all as well.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Michael Baker, folks. BusinessTravelNews.com is a site that we happen to use. You can go check it out yourself. Share your comments with us anytime at RMWorldTravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us button right there on the homepage. And don't forget, you can catch us anytime, anywhere via the live stream on our website as well. That's how we're going to wrap Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 is coming right up in just a few minutes. We're going to talk EVs to start off, and we're going to bring you more everything and anything in the world of travel. So, as I always would like to remind all of you tuned in across the country, keep those radios locked in. Your favorite travel radio show returns after this top of the hour break.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.